we go.
It's the perfect season. And perhaps the sweetest premiership of all. And strike around the body. Pierce, he loves it.
They've got the chocolates
and he might have the chicken.
All right, gather around, gather around. Look each other in the eyes. Put your game faces on and strap yourself in because it's time for the Monday Waffle Podcast.
Hello and thank you for your company today on the Monday Waffle Podcast. Ash Nelson here with you and alongside me today is Grady Wolf. G'day, Grady.
G'day, Ash. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. The girls have taken over.
We have kicked the boys out. More efficient, I say.
I believe that as well. All right, on the show today is going to be a recap of the results for round 17 and also we're going to be chatting with Alec Waterman to see how his return to senior footy has been after a long time on the sidelines. But first of all, let's check out last week's results and also the current standings on the ladder. All right, let's take a look at the games over the weekend. First of all, Perth took on Subiaco on Thursday night and, well, it really wasn't promising signs for Perth, Grady, in lead up to finals. Subiaco once again dominated 15-10, 100 to 6-6, 42, saw the Lions win that game. They're three games clear now of Claremont, who are in second place, and they have once again secured a minor premiership for the fifth year in a row.
So they've absolutely killed it.
They've killed it, and they look promising for another premiership. It's interesting actually looking at the game statistics. Perth had plenty of disposals. So they had 343 disposals compared to Subiaco at 318. But it's clear that they weren't actually able to generate anything into an attacking opportunity. So they only had 12 scoring shots compared to 25 for Subiaco.
Shows how strong Subiaco are in defence. They obviously dominate that area.
Yeah, so not good news for Perth slipping down to fifth on the ladder with Falcons getting a win. So they've moved up to fourth. Corey O for Perth on the show last week and he had the top disposals. Well, it was a fairly even distribution for Subiaco Lions. Lachlan Delahunty with 23 disposals there. As for the game, West Perth, they took on East Fremantle Sharks on Saturday at 2:15 at Joondalup Arena. And I just mentioned before that West Perth managed to get the win. They show some good form. The score there, 14-12-96 to East Fremantle, 10-14-74. Aaron Black managed 31 disposals. He was actually well supported by Aidan Lynch and also Trent Manzone. As for the Sharks, well, Nick Comer, he's been brilliant most of the season. He led the Sharks with 25 disposals and Jared Jensen with 21, as Thomas Bennett as well with 21 there.
Now South Freo have maintained their third spot on the ladder. They beat East Perth 106-73. The usuals were at it again. Hayden Sloy 34 disposals and Jacob Dragovic he was on 31. That's for Souths, and Jackson Ramsey and Jackson Cahill for East Perth did well as well. That was a pretty expected result, that one. Then we had Swan Districts finally broke their losing streak. They took down the Eagles, Ash.
Well, there you go.
And that's who they last beat as well, 7 games ago. So 12-8-80 defeated the Eagles 12-4-76, only 4 points in it in the end. So
got the wood on them, clearly.
Got the wood on them, indeed. And so George Hampson, the usual for Swan District, stood out with 2 goals as well. So he did well. But like the young ones in the Eagles and the new players like Chaz Flint, Archie, all of those are coming through. And even Hutchings had a goal. So they were really in it till the end. But Swans just got away with the win, so hopefully that turns their season around for them and hopefully they can continue their winning streak this week.
Great win for the Tigers on the weekend, just edging out Peel Thunder at David Gray's Arena, which has meant the Tigers, well, they're still holding on to second spot on the ladder and looking good heading into finals. And showing some consistency over the last couple of weeks is Alec Waterman, who joins us on the show today. Alec, congratulations on the win. Really tight game against Peel, but 13-7-85 to 11-17-83. What's your reflections and take on the game?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Yeah, it was similar to last week in a way. We started quite poorly and Peel got the better of us for probably 75% of that first half, and we just weren't playing the footy that we know we can. And it got down to the third quarter where we just decided that enough's enough, and we kicked 5 or 6 goals to 1 in the third, similar to last week. And again, last quarter was just really tight and we found ourselves in front when the siren went. That was pretty much it.
Yeah, And 3 goals to your name this week and 3 in the previous game against Perth. But you didn't play the previous games before that. You were in the reserves. Was that just, like, how does it feel to be back in the top side?
Yeah, really good. I came off an injury early on in the year. And fitness as a result of that and a bit of form found me back in the twos after a couple of weeks back. And then obviously got the call up 2 weeks ago for the Perth game. And, yeah, 2 goals in the last few weeks have been really pleasing.
Alec, tell us about that injury that you sustained earlier on and the, I guess, the rehabilitation that you've had to go through to get back into the side in time for finals.
Yeah, so I just copped a knee in the back and I broke a couple of ribs and I knew that at the time. I was just told to rest, but it turned out I punctured the lung and that meant about 7 to 8 weeks of no footy. And in terms of rehab, I didn't really have to do any rehab. It was more just do absolutely nothing. So I think it was about 4 or 5 weeks where I didn't do any exercise, and then probably 2 or 3 weeks after that slowly built up. And yeah, got back to playing quickly in terms of once I started training. But yeah, as a result of that drop in fitness, found that, you know, playing league footy wasn't ready for that yet. And a few weeks back in the reserves was what I needed. And, you know, hopefully I'm good for the long run.
Yeah, I think we're actually meant to have you on our show earlier this year, the day you actually did that. So we're glad to have you on the show finally. You guys are second on the ladder and we obviously, Subi, doing quite well. Where can you guys make ground on Subi? They've obviously secured the minor premiership 5 years in a row now. So what are you guys looking at targeting for them?
Yeah, I think you said it pretty well. Subi, you know, the best team in the comp again. they'll be top of the ladder and, you know, we'd love to be top of the ladder at the end of the year, but realistically that won't happen. They'll be top and we've got to focus on getting a home final and getting that second spot. So it starts with West Perth this week, who, you know, had a slow start to the year, but I think they're sitting fourth or fifth. And, you know, in previous years, West Perth at their best can get into a grand final, so we can't take them lightly. And, West Perth's our main goal for this week.
And looking at the top five at the moment, you've got South Freo in there, West Perth, who you just touched on, that you're going to be playing against coming up, and also Perth along with yourselves and Subi making up the top five. What are your predictions? Any changes that you expect to that top five heading into finals?
No, I think that's going to be pretty set. I think the round just gone, I think Swans beat West Coast, and I think West Coast was the team to get into the top five, along with Peel, who we beat. So I think Peel and West Coast had a chance. I think they had to win pretty much all their games. So I think they're 2 games out of 5 now with 3 to go. So I can't see any more changes happening. Would like to see the West Coast team get in for my brother's sake. But I think the top five is pretty much set up now.
Alec, you've had a pretty interesting journey as far as playing waffle level football. Can you tell us about, you know, what's been happening over the last couple of years before getting back into playing for Claremont this year?
Yeah, so basically I was obviously at West Coast in 2015 and playing for East Perth and the Alliance side. And, got quite unwell. Combination of a glandular fever and probably just putting too much pressure on myself. My body was pretty run down and found myself, you know, not feeling very good at all for probably the best part of 18 months to 2 years. And then, slowly built up back at Claremont in end of 2017. And then, started playing some footy mid-2018. And, once I got back to doing that, I just started, you know, focusing on trying to get back to the waffle side. And that happened at the start of this season, lucky enough. And, it's just back to normal now. And hopefully we can go far this season.
And what are your goals moving forward for the next, say, season or so?
Win a flag. that's the goal for right now is to beat West Perth, beat South, and then I think it's Swans at the end of the year and play in a premiership and then go from there. So that's being brutally honest. I just want to play in a flag this year and hopefully we can do that.
And Alec, you brought up your brother Jake just before. Clearly he's been doing quite well at an AFL level, getting a few games with West Coast Eagles. How good is it seeing him performing at that level?
Yeah, it's great. And, he's been dominating at waffle level and, you know, he's a really good player, a really smart player. And I think I feel for him playing in a forward line with, you know, Jack Darling and Josh Kennedy. It's going to be hard to get the ball coming your way. But I think in time he'll develop and do quite well. And for now, it's just about experience and enjoying it and kicked a couple of goals yesterday over against Carlton, which is really good. And, you know, I hope he stays in the AFL side and yeah, I hope you can have a good finals campaign for West Coast.
Nice rivalry in the household.
Yeah, any interesting memories of growing up in the backyard and playing a few games?
Just the standard stuff, yeah. Just the king of the park stuff in the backyard. Nothing too hectic. Yeah, that game in round four was the first time we've played against each other. So that was pretty interesting. I think he was one of their best players. So, yeah, I think he's got the chocolates there.
In the house, who's the better player? Like, you can tell us.
I think Jake's got the runs on the board, so I'm going to have to say Jake.
Oh, that's very kind of you. Oh, well, Alec, thank you so much for joining us on the Monday Waffle podcast. Good luck with the upcoming game against West Perth, and hopefully we see Claremont in the finals. So as we take a look at the ladder, Subiaco, they've secured their fifth minor premiership. They're sitting at number one at the moment, followed by Claremont, South Fremantle in third position, and West Perth, they've edged their way up into the four. Perth just sitting at fifth. It is equal points between West Perth and Perth, but a percentage base sees West Perth going to that fourth position.
Now for the next week's fixtures, we've got Claremont taking on West Perth at Claremont Oval. We've got the Sharks taking on the Royals at New Choice Homes Park. We've got Perth taking on the Eagles at Mineral Resources Park. Bulldogs taking on the Thunder at Fremantle Community Bank Oval. And Subi taking on Swan Districts, which I don't think Swans can overcome. So that's this week's wrap-up.
That concludes the Monday Waffle podcast. Thank you so much, Grady, for that wrap-up. Hope that your team got up over last weekend and continue to get up this weekend. Make sure you join us next week for more football action here on the Monday Waffle podcast.